Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Atlanta, we got news from the Falcons. Mike and I were up there Wednesday, and we asked, and there was no definitive answer. Now there is. We now know Parker Romo will be kicking this weekend. Coach Rob made the announcement today, and he has named Parker Romo the starting kicker for this week.
Hey, hey!
It is the right decision. Kicking matters. Hashtag kicking matters, Mike.
Hashtag kicking matters.
And look, this kid goes to Charlotte, Mike, and hits. I don't hope he doesn't have to hit five field goals, but if he hits four, three, you know, extra points and two field goals, I'm going to feel good about this, and I'm ready to move on.
And that's why I was a little surprised that, you know, they just didn't say, hey, you know, we thank Younghoe Koo for his time here, and we are going to turn the page. But as you brought up earlier in the week, a bit of an insurance policy. Now, if he goes out, and heaven forbid Romo craps the bed,
yes,
misses some extra points, because remember, extra points are longer now, 35 yards, and struggles. But then, he's never going back to Koo. That's almost like when you're one of those college teams that's rotating quarterbacks, you don't really have one, which I hope, and I hope it doesn't come to that. But I guess, as you said, because when you have a guy on the practice squad, you can move them up three times before you have to make that designation. No real chance of rain on Sunday. Doesn't look like it's going to be all too breezy based on what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So there you go. Pretty good conditions up in Charlotte.
Look, to your point about going back to Koo, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rod just made that announcement literally here. And so Parker Romo's going to get the job this weekend. What you're saying is you can't go back to your ex, right? That's what you're telling me.
Correct. That's well, you can. Saying. It's weird.
But is it the same?
Never.
Never.
Well, I mean, some parts are the same.
Sometimes. Okay.
The sex is usually good. It's just all the aggravation that
it's
comes with
stuff.
It.
It's the other stuff.
That reminds you why you broke up in the first place.
Good point. All right. So you can go back. It'll feel good for a little while, and then it feels bad again.
And you're right back on that. Why did I do this?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So that's what it would be like going back to a kicker that has underperformed.
Correct. A kicker who's screwed you over. A kicker who's let you down. A kicker you can't depend on.
Right. Well, sounds familiar, right?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, actually, no. In all those situations, I was the guy that you couldn't depend on, let you down, was a rat, you know, was a weasel.
Yeah,
I'm usually the bad guy, but they just can't resist, Carl. They just keep coming back.
All right. I'm just saying. That's good news for me. Look, I feel confident. Here's the other thing. They're in a performance world. He performed last week. He deserves the opportunity. It's not as if he wet the bed.
No, I mean, the first kick, as we say, is a bit iffy. I'd still love to be seeing that if they had a camera right on top of that upright. But they said it was good. But then everything else was great, including the 54-yarder. I mean, no one just an audition with all the pressure. He did kick for the Vikings last year, so he was familiar to a degree with the building. But, yeah, now do it outdoors, and now let's make it his job. A.J. Terrell now, we find out, Carl, we thought it was, and now it is official. A.J. Terrell ruled out for Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Let's go kick some Carolina butt without A.J. We should be okay. I feel good about the depth in the secondary. And look, again, the way we contained the Vikings last week, I think we can do a similar job with the Carolina Panthers. At least I hope so, Mike.
Right.
If we give up a bunch of explosive plays, I'm going to be up next week fussing at coach because, like, there's no reason to play a more talented receiving core with the Vikings, I think, right now where they are, then you're going to Carolina and you're going to give up those kind of plays. But we'll see. So no AJ, Parker Romo named the kicker. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to catch up with our guy, Brian McFadden, here in just a little bit. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holiday and your holidays this year. As we're talking about the Falcons, everything else seems like it's in a good spot, right? I'm just saying because you look at this division game, and again, we blew it against the Bucs. We had a chance to win that game, and we didn't. I just don't want to be in that woulda, coulda, shoulda thing, you know, at the middle of the season where we're like, well, probably should have won two of those division games. You got to handle business this weekend.
Right. And again, we had ourselves a big lead before. You know, Kirk Cousins had his, whatever it was, his issue, his injury, not injury, injury. And then we wobbled and we blew it. I mean, we were in the catbird seat. We should have been in the playoffs. We should have snapped that that drought last year. But now it's Michael Penix Jr. Vegas likes us, man. 5.5-point favorite on the road. The points that we talked about, the stats, maybe padding stats in the big comeback. Arizona, for the most part, in total control in that game. But now if we can just get Bryce Young all sort of uncomfortable off the spot. And hey, man, by the way, after 6 sacks, I'll take 3. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get greedy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got 3 sacks on Bryce Young. And then you help D. Alford, who's likely going to be starting. And everybody else kind of moves up a notch on the backup chart in the cornerback room.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And by the way, Jeff Ulbrich was saying this, that the pass rush was executed. The plan they had going into last week was executed. It's not as if they don't do that every week. What I mean is you go in with the plan, Mike, and then the Mike Tyson thing happens, right? You get punched in the mouth. If Minnesota scored immediately or hit some big plays, then now we're doubting if we're going to get to him. But that didn't happen last week. So I hope they got a similar plan to shut down Bryce Young and make him uncomfortable. All right, man. We're going to talk plenty more about the Falcons here along the way. It is Friday. We'll give you our official picks coming up along the way as well. Also, we'll go behind enemy lines the next hour and find out what is going on with the Carolina Panthers and where they are at. Again, if we put them at 0-3, I'm not going to say the season's over, but it's like the Dolphins last night. You start saying, it's a long road back, baby.
The only thing, and again, we got to kind of recalibrate because we do have this extra week now the last couple of seasons. But, yeah, I mean, if the Chiefs start 0-3, they can still fight their way back in. But, again, when you're the Dolphins and all the momentum seems to be working against you, you know, and two, I mean, that just sounded so sheepish, right? Well, you know, we know that we can try to make the fight decisions. No moral victories. We know all that. But, yeah, I mean, this is one for Carolina where – you know, at least one Carolina fan that we run into all the time up at Hooters and Mall of Georgia was under the opinion they're going to take a big leap. This puts it right back where people start doubting Bryce Young. You know, they did spend some money on their defense, the investments. You know, what's the direction of the team? But, yeah, you're right, man. We get to 1-1 in the division. Tampa Bay's got some injuries. We'll talk about that, and we'll do the handicapping a little bit later in the show. The Jets with Tyrod Taylor, does he get that offense a little bit better cooking? I don't want to, you know, say anything bad about Justin Fields because I know we've always said, you know, is he ever going to, you know, finally hit, you know, full stride in the NFL with the right offense? But Tampa Bay is missing one of their starting linemen. They're out. So they got some injuries down in Tampa Bay, and that's a sneaky game against the Jets all of a sudden.
Week one, Fields looked really good. Week two, he didn't. Like, he was shaky. Now, I know he was concussed because that's why he's out.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm with you on this. And look, if that happens, Aaron Glenn's the kind of coach, Mike, you've already seen this. Like, if Tyrod Taylor plays good, he may start the next week. Like, he's not committed to anybody at this point because they're trying to build it.
Right.
You sign Justin to just a 2-year deal, and you're going to say, well, it was, you know, what, $40 million or whatever it was. It's not big-time quarterback money in this day and age. So I think they sign him at a reasonable rate, but it's pretty much who's ever playing better. So, I mean, I'm curious about that game as well. Let me ask you, as we talk about the defense, guy just hit me up. Follow Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. He said, man, I think, Dukes, you're putting too much stock into this defense. Do you think we're putting too much stock into this defense?
Well, J.J. McCarthy, you know, that's just his second start in the NFL, aside from what he did in the preseason last year. And, you know, the Chicago game, he was horrible for 3 quarters, and then things started to click. And is that a byproduct of how bad the Bears maybe are? I don't know. But I think you have to temper it with, as you just said to start the show, maybe J.J. McCarthy's not going to be that good a quarterback. There's a learning curve involved. Penix Jr.'s got 5 starts under his belt now, and we feel certainly a lot better about him than maybe Vikings fans feel about what they got with McCarthy. Bryce Young was benched, lost his job, has got it back, you know, but now he's looking at 0-3. So I think this defense has shown certain guys, there's things they were doing in that Vikings game. I don't care who the quarterback was. We haven't seen in 7 years on this team.
You're right.
And that's the you see the Jalen Walker athleticism. He still had to beat somebody to get to the quarterback. Whether the quarterback held on too long, we beat up a quarterback that became a punching bag. You did what you're supposed to do. Right? I mean,
come on.
Let's talk about sacks.
Now, it's all about sacks, not sex. Yeah. Sacks. But now with Baker, we just didn't get him on the ground. And that was Caden Ellis, a veteran, you know, let him off the hook.
So here's the deal. And I'm not putting too much stock. I'm with you on this, Mike. And I've been saying that. I know some people are like, he ain't played enough for you to know if he's going to be good or not. Here's what I know about McCarthy. He played for a guy who has made every quarterback in his career better in college. That's Jim Harbaugh. Now, I want you to fast forward and look at what Justin Herbert is doing now, okay? In college, Jim Harbaugh, who was the guy, by the way, who was behind putting Kaepernick in and leading them to a Super Bowl, brilliant, did not ask J.J. McCarthy to throw the ball 30 times a game. Matter of fact, he was hardly called on to throw the ball, whether it was Penn State, Ohio State. Mike, they ran the football. So here's my thing about McCarthy. And remember, they moved up to get him. They moved up in the draft to get him. And I'm talking about Minnesota. I'm just not a believer like some people. And that's why that first game, I was like, And then the fourth quarter happened. Maybe that was some magic. But you're asking a guy who has never been relied and a guy that knows quarterbacking in Jim Harbaugh,
right,
who's never been relied upon to say, I need you to do this for us this week. He did that for 4 years. Then he comes to the NFL, and now you're asking him to carry a team by throwing the football. I'm just not a believer. You know why I believe Michael Penix? Because that's what he did for 6 years in college.
Right. I mean, the volume of passes, they depended on him. Not to mention, you know, the national championship, I mean, their running backs were awful. I mean, they had one running back who was banged up that they relied on, and he couldn't go. And that's kind of how Michigan won that game. They made – and look, people will say, well, Michael Penix couldn't respond. They just made it one-dimensional. They took away everything else. Tom Brady threw it on average his senior year in Michigan 26 times.
Hey.
You know, and he's a six-round pick.
Correct. We'll see. I'm not leaning – I'm not. I don't think I'm overvaluing our defense. If you guys
But you
disagree,
and I both – when the draft went down last year – not this year, but last year – we were not sold on McCarthy.
No. And look, we'll see where it goes – but I think what you saw last week from our defense is what we're capable of doing and what we're capable of
now, can
of
we
being.
Do it against Josh Allen,
well, you know, that's,
on
that's
that Monday night? Now,
that's going to be the key.
And Jaden, we'll talk more about it at 3 when we go around the league, but Jaden Daniels is out this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If Jaden Daniels has a lingering injury which takes away his athleticism, all of a sudden you feel better about next Sunday.
I agree. See, you pound these guys, and then we get ready for the Commanders at home next week.
Giddy up.
All right, man. Coming up, we will go and tell you what's going on around the world of sports as we get to our daily download. Also, the ACC is looking at a new schedule format. We'll explain that along the way as well. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.